Okay, we are going through the Mishnah Sofrim now. We're at the last paragraph before we get into where the Chafetz Chaim goes to each one of what the tzur is of each one of the osios. So he writes here, Od Devarim Achadim Me'inyan Chok Tochos. So we again, this is when you carve around, you scrape away part of the letter instead of actually writing it. So it says like this, Kol Akam Shenemar V'Kosov. Any time when the Torah says you have to actually write, Kagon, but Tefillin, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, Get, Posobo Chok Tochos. Then in this case, anything's if you're carving out the letters, you scrape away part of the ink instead of actually writing it, that is going to be a problem. It's going to make it possible. Fafilin im rak koitzo shel yud nigmar aide chok tochos ma'akiv. And even if it's just the tip of the yud that was done through a carving away, that's going to make it possible. Kavan sins to below hakoitz lohaya miskasher ha'ois adai, because without that part of it, then it's still not going to be good. V'chasimas edi haget b'chok tochos, if you have the signature of witnesses on a get when they carved away that zayin beishmul be'evin ha'ezer b'simin kuflamid oschof welcome igun kosher. Okay, if you're in a place where you wouldn't be able to remarry without this, we're going to make a kosher afagav de lo kosov behu v'kosov v'chadchil makpidin kmo b'chol haget ayin sham. Okay, a little side point, not nogia for what we're doing, but he just brings as a side point, what would the din be if the witnesses would do chok tochos for their signatures. Vehine in chok tochos tzarich ha'soifer lizar bo mod. So this whole issue of chok tochos that you have to be very careful about it. The soifer has to be very, very, very careful about it. Ve'inyan of aruchin, and there's a lot of details about this. Ayin b'simin lam beis if yudzayin yudzeth yud ches af nekoit hai klala biyodcha. Take this rule in your hand. Ki hafuch hu mishlo kesidrin. It's the exact opposite of something when it's written in the in the out of order. Shisham gorer umoichik umoshech lo havei shlo kesidrin kinal. So over there, if you would pull or draw a letter out, then that's not going to be a problem. Kol she'ena oisim ma'ase begufa ois mashlima. Anything that's not actually affecting the actual form of the letter to fix it, okay? Adayin havi chok tochos. That's still going to be a problem of chok tochos. V'hadimion. What would be the example? Beis shenaseis kitzuroso. You drew it correctly. Osamech v'chof chedoyme shenofo tipas dio. A little drop of ink fell onto them. V'toich hachalon, the empty space in between. Achar shenigmar hechsher. Even though it was written correctly, now the ink falls in. V'nifsad tzuroso ayreze. Now, because of this ink that fell in, it's lost its form of a letter. The Efshafidu Hatina Kore Oso, and even if a small kid would come and correctly identify it, Kol Sha'ana Roim She'ain Tzurosa Aleh, we see that really this isn't what the letter is supposed to look like. Lo Mahani Legror Hatipa Hu, it's not going to help to scrape away that drop. It's not going to help to do that. Because once you've been mevatel that, and now meaning you've lost the original form, so now it's a problem of scraping it away. You didn't do anything to the letter itself. You scratched away, and then the letter emerged from that. Even you're going to now draw it out afterwards and pull it, gaga the shuleho. That's the we'll call it the roof part and the bottom part. Gamkein lomahani. Sorry, but that's not going to help. Why? The hare belov hachuzav this tzurasale psula. It already has its tzura, its form, and therefore it's possible. Gedolim is even more than this. Ches b'makom shnei zayin. If you would write a ches in the place where you're supposed to have two zayins, lo mahani sheyigra hachartom. So again, that's like the crown that's connecting the two zayins that make it look like a ches. So if you would scrape that part away, and then what's he says, v'sharu shnei zayinim, it looks like you have two zayins right next to each other because it's not connected anymore. That's not going to help. Also, begufa os, because what did you actually do? What did you do to the letter itself? If you have to now complete it afterwards, kosher. Lo mikre chok tochos. That's not called chok tochos. You have to go back and draw it. V'chei mevur be'evin ha'ezer simen kuf chav hei os gimel magen avram lamed beis os chav gimel al taz sham pikpik al zeh. He argued on this. Ein sham be'os yud ein le'el b'lamed beis besif yud. Zayin Siv Yud Ches Shavur Sham Hakol Beir Heiti. We explained already there. Begam Ba'enu Kitzas Dinei Chok Toichos Bechol os v'os befrat. We'll explain each one when they get to that letter. V'od eza klon mibal prima godim midini hakapas kavil, and other halachas from copying from the prima godim about the requirement of having the space around it, the space around it. In this case, hetakti b'soif akuntra sayin sham. I put them at the end of this, and you look there. Okay, so here's the moment we've all been waiting for. Tsuras os aleph. What did the actual letters look? I'm gonna be. I'll send down the chat. I guess the actual pictures that we're referencing for these. So it begins like this. Tsuras os aleph. Tia nekuda halyona ke'ein yud. So the top part of it should look like the yud. That's number one in the picture. The oketz katan aleha, it should have a little like prickle on it. That's going to be number two, if you look in the picture. V'yeponeha im ha'oketz hafuch ketzas klape mala. And the front part with a little prickle should be kind of invert a little bit. It's facing upwards. That's number three. V'yerech hayud dovuk al gag haguth be'emsa hagag. And like the yerech lumens, the thigh, which like stuck to the gag, the roof of it makes the main part of it, the main body of it. That's in the middle of the roof. V'sofa gag shel tzad yamin lechatchila akum lemala me'achorav kitzas. And then the end part of the roof, which is on the right side, should be slanting a little bit at the back. That's going to be number five. V'hanekuda shelamata, the stroke that's underneath it, tiyeh rechoyke min harosh shahaguf kishir oivi kumus vechetzi. And the part that goes away from it should be like 1.5 times the thickness of a quill. That's going to be number six. I say, how do you know what this is? Ovi hakumus nikra roichav hakav hayotze min hakumus kishu kosev. So we talk about the thickness. That's what of the kumus. That's what we define it by the how broad the line is when you're writing. Okay, v'hanakuda hatachton, the lower part, yiyeh lechatchila oketz katan lemata v'tzad yamin. The lower part should be a little prickle on the right side. That's going to be number seven. Mipnei, the reason for this is that tmunoso kemo yud shetoli betag shlo beguf ha'aleph. The symbol, the sign, the sim is like an upside down yud, which is like has the crown on the body of it. That is number eight in the picture. Okay, via oketz small shel nakuda elyona, the left like little prickle sticking out of the part of the crown that goes to the part of the right side. That's number nine on that. Hainu hatag sha'al gabe hayud. That's the crown that's on top of the yud. Mechuvan k'neged oketz yamin shel nakuda hatachton. So it's mechuvan. It's corresponding to the oketz, the little stem part on the right side of the part going down. Where would that be? That's number 10. That's number 10. Okay. Adkan Lashon Beis Yosef. That's the end of the Beis Yosef. Umashme me rehita delishna de ein tzarch oiket small yud elyon sha'al ha'alef. So when you go through it by reading this, then it would seem that you do not need to have that little like we'll call it the little prickle part. That's number 10 here in the thing that's connected to the upper part of the yud on the upper part of the aleph. Ach. Prima godim b'simlam and beis beishal avram b'os chavtes mashma lechatchila tzarich lios gam oikets small kemosh aryud. You should have it that way. Im nago yude ha'alef, if the yuds of the aleph ha'elyon or ha'tachton begag ha'alef yoser mimakom dibukov, it touches more than the place where it's supposed to. Haynish einikar harosh elakav moshuch b'shaveh, it just looks like a line more or less. V'chein yude ha'shin va'ayin va'pei va'tzadi, any one of these other letters that have when we get to them we'll see where you put the yud in there. A rosh ha'smoli shebe'ayin va'tzadi v'tzarech lios be'kein zayin, right? Misparat Kisivatama, it's possible, this is obvious. Im nogu begufa os yoser mimakam devukum posel. If it would touch more than it's supposed to, then it's going to be posel. Rakim lokos of a dying yoser, but films we have written more in this film, Yosef, but it's Kisidron. Mutta la'avos, you're allowed to thicken it out, but la'archiv rosham, to widen out the heads. Kadeshia nikar harosh, you can recognize exactly where the top part of it is. Prima Godim, Simulam Beis, the Oifin Hatakana, Aide Grira, how do you fix this? By dragging it. I am a Shulchan Orch, Simulam Beis, Sofsif Yud Ches, Im Lo Haye Hanakuda El Yona, Ol Shalamata, Dovuk Al El Hagag, Apostle. And if you don't have the upper or the lower part of it's touching the roof of the letter Aleph, then it's going to be Pasul, Ayin Le'el, Simin, Lamed Beis, Sif, Chafei. Okay, in Mirat Hashem, we will start tomorrow with how to draw the Beis. I know this is very hard, but we'll try to send out the pictures to make it the... Most of us are visual learners, especially when it comes to stuff like this, so we'll try to make it as accessible and understandable as possible.